Looks like you ate a few.
Yeah, let's go. You ready?
Crack it open.
Murphy, nice little poncho there. Look at the belly, I'm not talking about the coat. Let's go.
It's called a paunch, not a poncho.
Hello, it's raining till Pesach. Supposedly it's raining till Pesach.
Okay.
Till the fire, you know? Right in. Oh, slides right into first base. Look at him. Okay, let's go. You guys are ready?
Nope.
I'd like to welcome back Shuli Wild to the neighborhood. He moved back in last night. So he looks, he's well rested. The waterbed. New. What do you have? You have a canopy bed, right? One bed in there? Yeah. Okay, anyway. Very nice. Mazel tov. Zayin tzach mazel.
No, I shouldn't be giving you a tour.
Yeah.
You really gave him a tour?
No. Stay out of that area of the house.
Slip on the banana peel.
Anyway, Zayin tzach mazel in the hoiz. Zmachin simchis in the hoizen. Anyway, today's she is sponsored for Shalema, Yaakov and Frumet, and the Ilu Nishmas Eliyahu Mechan Yitzchok and Rizvas Dov Mordechai, Tzvi's aunt and uncle, and for our captive Omer Mekasim and Arna Esther or Maxim, however you want to say it, and Refuah Shalema for my Rebbe Shmuel Ben Rachel Leah, who is in need of a kidney desperately. What happened last week? Anybody who wants to give a kidney, I don't know how to give a kidney, but
anyone that wants to give a kidney, that's not the way it works.
O blood type, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, do I give a kidney? Huh?
Because the other ones get kidney based on blood type.
Yeah.
So what, if you're a blood type O, you could give it?
There's more to it. Right, there's more to it.
O can only get blood.
Yeah, that's the basis.
O could only get O. That's really chest.
That's not true.
No.
You would know if you are.
How do I know what I am?
O positive can give anybody.
Right.
Your mother would tell you.
O negative can only get from O.
My mother know.
Don't ask what your doctor would. Don't ask your doctor what you are.
Why?
I am the most average.
Who's this guy?
You're AB.
Why can't you ask a doctor?
You can get from anybody and you give nobody.
I know.
Who?
I was going for a joke and then I decided to stop.
It slid into home plate.
Who is this? He wants to be very quiet, but it's Kaz's father. Just something happened like a week ago and he, I don't know, he needs a kidney. He's rachling. A lot of Seat Hashmaya. Mitzvah Shem. Weiter. What are we up to? We are up,
well, we
to.
Up to where are we starting from?
Okay, so.
Who are we going back to?
Right.
That's a great question. The Gemara asked that question.
That a joke?
We stopped the middle.
Hmm? So,
is that a joke? Or is that a.
We stopped.
He said it yesterday. He stopped the middle.
Rav Huna, we're going to recapitulate. Rav Huna says that.
So this is the rule. If he finishes the sentence,
then it's not a joke.
Shall we go fill up the cane?
So
twice.
So Mashpina is a shvua she'ena reshusa.
Now it overflowed.
What?
I did the regular today.
The coffee over?
Yeah.
Maybe usually somebody comes earlier. A little bit.
But
the
sensor broken again? It was something left over from last night?
Did either one. I shortened it.
Anyway.
Tap in the machine.
So Rav Huna says, Mashpina.
We actually get to know one. We get to open.
Rav Huna says that Mashbina is a shvua she'ena b'reshusay. You make a shvua that ain't a b'reshusay. It's not enough. If you just go, we had it in the Mishnah, it says over there, the way the Mishnah started the parak is that if you decide you're going to pay, then you get the kefal. If you don't make a shvua. But if not, then the other guy gets the kefal. Zok Rav Huna, it's not so simple. You have to make a shvua she'ena b'reshusay. Why? Because we're choshish that. When you were watching the watch that I gave you, the nice gold watch, while you were watching it, you put your eye on this watch, nice gold Rolex. Like, you know what? It's a good opportunity for me to gain a Rolex to my collection. So what we do is we're nervous, Shema Einim Nosamba, and we make a shvua, Shema Einim Rishusak. And the Gemara basically brought a Mishnah in Shavuos that has a bunch of different cases where I entrust, I lend chaplain money, but I don't trust his companion back, so I lend him $1,000. He gives me a gold watch, and then I lose the gold watch. So I go to chaplain, I say, chaplain, listen, I lost the watch, but you still owe me $100 because I lend you $1,000. The gold watch is worth $900. Yeah, I lost it, so that equals out to $900. You still owe me $1,100. Chaplain, what are you talking about? It's exactly the worth of the loan. I took out the specific watch, the one with the diamond on top. It's $1,000 watch. I owe you nothing. I don't know who you are. Have a great day. That's Kofako. He's part of the Mega Shore. But if Chaplain comes and says, no, it wasn't worth $900. It was $950 to watch. I owe you $50. Then he's in Mother Mixus. He makes a Shore. And then there's another case where it's Fakert. Chaplain says it's,
arguing on the loan value, they're arguing on the eight value.
No, the mask on the loan, they're only arguing on that mask.
Why is that money to mix up? That's
because he's saying
the value of that.
I'm saying
he's saying you owe him $100. You owe him $100, and you're saying $50.
I'm saying what you gave me was.
That's the
no.
Result.
What you gave him.
The net result. But we're
not arguing.
It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how it comes to it. Very simple. It doesn't matter how it comes to it. It matters what.
It's not here.
It's not here.
It has a book value, right?
It's lost.
Oh. It has a book value.
No, not if there are scratches on it.
You don't know what it is. You're saying it's a Rolex with a diamond. I'm saying it's not a Rolex with a diamond.
Facts.
Yes, we are. I'll get on a fact, what it's worth.
You can't. Okay. It's not a yes or no.
Are you making a joke?
No.
Keep on stopping in the middle of the sentence. Anyway, okay. I waited for 5 minutes to say that. I had a plan.
I'm
shocked.
Proud of you. Yeah.
You're finally learning after so many years how to respond back then. It's good.
Anyway, the Bible's like,
Not only that, he waited so long and he still got it out at the right time. It made sense.
It is a shtickle miracle.
He was in for a good deal. He set it up with him.
The guy tells me, it's a fish kasha. I used to kasha. What do you mean fish kasha? See, his father's tongue, it's a fish kasha. When he used to have klutz kasha. What's that? Fish kasha is it? What?
You're fishing for a kasha.
No. Guy opened a fish store and he wrote, fresh fish sold here. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How do you know? Don't know your father used to say this to you.
No, my worker always says this.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I can't say. You ruined it now.
Avi knows, you don't have to say it.
You tell everybody after.
We don't expect better.
We would listen to Avi, but we don't have time. So you say it.
No, like he's better. <That's great. laughs>
Yeah, by the way, this contest.
I'm better because I probably missed 2-3 of the lines that were part of the thing because I don't remember exactly what he said. But basically, fresh fish sold there. A guy comes and says, what are you fresh fish? What are you selling? Stinking a fish? So he takes off to fresh. Next day, a guy says, fish sold here.
Of course it's here.
Of course it's here. Where is it? So he takes off to here. So he, fish sold. And he wrote, what? So he says, for sure it's sold. What else are you doing? And then he says, and then there's a sign fish. He says, what else? Obviously he's selling fish. You think, oh. So he takes off the whole sign. He says, that's fish kasha.
I don't
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm
like, what does that
have
to do with anything?
Yeah.
That's why I said it's a
shrimp,
because his
shrimp
family is.
No, it wasn't a shrimp. It was Judah who told me this.
Exactly.
No, his father.
He married a fish.
No.
He didn't tell what you were talking about. He just thought you were making fun of his in-laws.
Oh.
How ironic. Anyway, weiter. So the Gemara says.
Funny.
He finally got it. Oh, this guy. Weiter.
You started by saying it was a friend of yours that told you this.
No longer. No, they're good friends.
Comes at night to the shit.
See, he suffers a wound situation. Yeah.
Wow. <Sucker's
willing. laughs> As long as he gives him the meat at night.
It's good to crack for that. Yeah.
I realize after you laughed too hard.
Really,
it wasn't
clear.
It wasn't that good of a joke, you should crack.
Okay, anyway, let's go right there. So we didn't even get to today's daf yet. We're still recapitulating yesterday. So Gemara says that if I say, I'm the lender, I say that it's worth...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean it. If I meant it, I wouldn't have karata. Exactly.
Can we say, so the Gemara says that if I'm the lender and I tell Chapler that it's worth $500 and you come along and say it's worth $900, so halacha is that we have to make a shvuah. The question is, who makes the shvuah? And the Gemara says that the one who makes the shvuah is me, the owner, the guy who has the carton by him or who saying that it's stolen by him, which is the lender. Because what happens is, if Chapman makes a shvuah that the watch is worth $1,000, that's what he's saying now, and then I whip out that watch, and I say, Chapman, really, it's $1,000? Here's the watch, by the way. Don't wait, you said it was lost. Yeah, okay, fine, well, it's not lost. Look, what'd you say? You said $1,000? Well, it's worth $3,500. Look at it. So now Chapman becomes plus latest, and we don't want plus latest. So Mela, we don't want that. So we make that the lender makes a shvuah, the guy who has the card and answer. So on that thing, Gemara asks that if you were Rabbi Yehuda, and this is where we're starting off today, if you Rav Huna are saying that Yeshava, that She'en Leber Shusoy, so the whole problem why he's saying that the lender makes it, not the borrower, because maybe the lender will whip it out and the borrower will be possible Adas, the lender can whip it out because you're making sure She'en Leber Shusoy. And make a sure She'en Leber Shusoy.
Try to use different terminologies.
Shush, Shusai. You lost another member. Shush, Shusai.
Very good. I mean, now he's just going to say, pull it out.
Did y'all finish?
So why not?
Yanks, I mean, there's so many words you can use.
So, anyway. See, you have a. If he's making a Shush, Aver, Shusai. Then there's no chashash that he's going to pull out that pikadon. So Gemara says, "Hey, chamatzim apiklo." If you're making a shvuah, so elamai, there's no such shvuah because there's a shvuah. The Gemara would not have this chashash. So the Gemara, no, I'm a rabba. A few answers. Yes, edim shnishifa. It got stolen. Yochi meichem aislo. Then where's he pulling it out from? Elamai v'yisur. Yes, edim shnignava. Sorry, it got burnt. So where's he pulling out? He wants to say, "You're right. It can't be that." Edim shnignava. So it's just to make mice, so where's he getting from? It got stolen, it's on the boat in Baltimore, the car. The Torah of Meisle, no, he runs down there, he pays off a guy. So Yoch Kimishtal Marvel, so now I'm going to take the Leiva. So let the Leiva go ahead. And also, if you tell me you could go ahead and whip it out, so the Leiva goes to do that. So Mr. Mishlan Marvel, Yoder Manka Avon Obeisha, no, the lender, he knows who went in and out of his house. He has a soup kitchen, so he figures out which one of the soup kitchen fellas went in and out. Like if he got stolen from Shirley's house, he knows who was in his house the last few days. A carpet guy, this guy, an inspector. He could go back and retrace the steps. Regular guy, he doesn't know who's in the house. Do I know what went on in your house? That's one shot. That no, there's a chashash, there's still a chashash. Even though he makes a shvuah, there's a chashash, he's going to say, I found it after the shvuah. And he'll still whip it out. And if he whips it out, the guy's supposed to play this. Rav Ashi Amar, Zeh Nishba V'Zeh Nishba. He says, no, you have the whole thing wrong. When we say that one guy swears, not one guy. They both swear. Who swears first? That's the question over here. Zeh Nishba V'Zeh Nishba V'Zeh Nishba Sheh Nishba Sheh Nishba. Chapel says how much worth. Look, minish betchila. So he says the malvin is betchila. Why? Shem yesh b'yzev yetsal alav sukkadon. Because if Chapel swears first, I promise you to watch only with $500 is worth $800. And I'm arguing, I could whip out this sukkadon. So he says, let me swear first, and then Chapel swears. But now the Chapel doesn't swear at all. Well, that settles the whole thing. We have no right against your one. So
why does he have to swear?
Who?
Why does he have to swear?
How much is it worth? He's saying how much is worth. Where are you going? Chap is saying it's worth $500. I'm saying it's worth $1,000. Oh, sorry, okay.
He's not doing anything towards the shore. He's just saying, I lent you something worth $1,000.
I'm saying I lent that. I lent you $1,000, and this, and I'm saying I gave you back $1,000. I'm saying it's not true. It's right. Worth only $500. Right. So Chapel makes it sure that it's worth $1,000. Chapel owes me money. I have a shtar. I'm saying it's worth $500. So you owe me $500. So I make a sure that.
Who's being mixed us? Who's being mixed us?
Yeah.
You're being money to mix us.
Right. The Gemara says that.
Mixed us makes us sure. I get that. Why does he have to make sure of that?
Because we're scared he's going to find it after he swore. So he swears that it's on his rishus, that he did everything.
Alright, so he swears and he swears. Ravuna about the Kirishman, the Rava, Amar, Reisha the Sefer, to Yuftler Ravuna. The Reisha the Sefer is Kasha Ravuna. Why? Because what does it say? Sela Alvisani, a love. I lent you a Sela. Shtaim HaRishava, the Mashkin that Chapel gave me was worth Shtaim. Chapel says, we're even stealing. I'm done with you. Yeah, I understand. That's it. Without, keep the watch and belongs all. It equals out. Potter. Let me still Rav Huna. If you tell me Rav Huna holds, you have to swear Shem Rishusoi. So Migud Mishtava Malva Shem Rishusoi. Lishtava Nami Agil Rishuo. Kama Yishava. There's something called Gil Rishuo, which means we can't make you make a Shuo Stavazoi. But we can make you make, once there's a shvuah action going on, we could tack on shvuahs onto that.
Even if it's
kafir v'kar. I mean, it's usually kafir v'kar doesn't get, but if there's another shvuah going on over here, we could tack on. Once we could tack on, so then if you make the shvuahs, tack it on. No, what happened was that Chapel trusted me when I came along and said I lost the mashkin. And now we have a dispute. Chapel trusted me that I lost the mashka. That was not a dispute. That's not a disputable question. That's not a disputable thing. Chapel says, I trust that you lost it. So once you trust that, I'm making sure. There's no good sure. Then you know I'm good sure. So if an eminent level of Mahabhana, then maybe I believe Chapel also how much it's worth. Why don't we say the same thing? If you're saying once you're going that far, Once you pull it out of the hat, pull it all the way out. So what it says, look Kimel Gave. He doesn't know. But then Mahal Levi the Kimel Gave. Why does he believe? Let him handle it. He doesn't believe him. Well, Maishna Leva, the Memel Mahal, Maishna Mahal, the Memel Leva. How come Chapler believes me and I don't believe Chapler? Forget about that he has a car dealership, that he has a chop shop. Before he used to do only mirrors. So basically, if I, the guy who lends the money, he's always going above and beyond. So if I'm lending Chapel money, I'm above and beyond. He believes me no matter what I say because I'm obviously a righteous person. Righteous people lend money.
Righteous people have money to lend.
What?
Righteous people have money to lend. That's what it is.
Because they have money.
So they have money to lend.
It's not that they lend money.
It's not that they're lending money.
People that have money
and don't lend. They're not rich. No, but now he's not saying that the other way is sure. Rich people have money, but not necessarily.
Well, he might have money, yeah. Because if not, the fact that he's never Yoshua, he
might have money. Very good.
People
so
have money.
Good catch. Must be in the
store.
So he has money to lend. So the guy who lends the money, he's always believed. But the other guy,
it's a test. He's not passing the test. Just because you have money doesn't mean that you're
not passing the test. Yeah, if you wouldn't be as righteous, you wouldn't be really thought would make the wrong thing.
Or keep your love. Or keep your love.
That's a
Shire of the Cup and says otherwise.
History tells us otherwise.
The what? Who goes to
this?
Stories always come out.
No, it's not a steal. If you don't have money, it doesn't mean that you're not righteous. But if you have money,
it's all brought down as far as the test. You may not pass the test, and Hashem will take it away. So obviously, it's not automatic. It's not automatic. It's a test that Hashem gives somebody money, and if you don't use it wisely, Hashem takes it away. So it's not an automatic thing. If a person has money, that means he's righteous.
Maybe Rashi takes it away.
Okay, let's go. Next Gemara.
He said he was never there.
So we have a person that loaned keeping the zomim, the nose rings, I think. Kavre, I'm only Kavre keepi. I don't know, what's the zomim, rings. Kavre keepi, I like nose rings. Kavre keepi, in the old days they used to have nose rings.
Today it's
too, you know.
Now they have them. You're just looking at the Kavre
keepi.
No, it's like a horse. A horse wears a nose ring.
Oh, yeah?
You can pull it.
I almost had a nose ring that I didn't know it was looked like she was a cow.
Oh, like, how we keep it?
And that,
how we keep it? So give me back the nose rings. I'm gonna lay it down up, huh?
Keeping his ear.
People have different translations.
Yeah, Nezamim.
This ring.
Or ear.
A Nezam can really go anywhere. A Nezam and Torah is nose rings. Also, that's the word Nezam is nose ring. Nezmin, no, nose ring.
No, Rashi teaches keep you.
What do you say?
No, I don't know.
I'm gonna lay Leyadana. I don't know Leyadana. I don't know where I put it. Basically, I bought. Chaplain gives me his rings, his nose rings, and he comes back to get it, and I say, sorry, I have no idea where I put it. I was going to Nachra. I'm like, call Leodana.
Sounds about right.
Shiusi. If you're saying you don't know, that's
check
a
shiusi. Check the closet.
Zilshlim. Go pay.
Unbelievable.
So, Loi Shila. Lamai's a chaplain and pay. He wiggled his way out. I was going to Nachra. Agwe la pande mine. So, the Rav Nachman, who he came to, they took away his office building where he does the chop shop. The soif is shtach keep. At the end of the day, he found the keepi. So now Veyaka, but it went up instead of, you know, $1,000, the house worth $1,000 they took him, it's worth now $10,000. I'm gonna knock him, how'd you keep the marai vadi panamar? You give everything back, even Stephen deal. I'm a rubber, yes Sibna, Kamedia Nachman, who purkin a mafkit haver, and we're learning back a mafkit, the Amri Lay. Shilim learned to Shava, but Leah Hadali, until Shilim wrote to the Shava, then he gets the benefit. So now he should be able to get the benefit. Vishah Prabhu Leah Hadali, my time, a hustle, Ashkabedina. I remember the case with Shilim learned to Shava, so he didn't take him to Bezdin, so then I'm willing to give over the rights to this item to the guy. But over here, Hacha Ashkabedina. Went to Rav Nachman. So Melo, the Atzka Medina, you don't get the rights. And maybe it's over Nachman Shuma Hadr. You tell me that Shuma is Hadr. Then when the Bezin makes a valuation on something and they give it to you, it goes back. So Moses, yeah, Shiny House and the Shuma Toys have the Kahava keep me got all. Where's Shuma Toys? Because the keeper was always in my house. I just lost it temporarily. It's not like it wasn't here. So Melo, that's not, in such a case, that's not a Mechir Gemurah. But in a regular case of Shuma, Bezdin, that's a regular Mechira, and you're kind of, you're done deal. The shot over here is, what's Shiusa, Kol Yadav Shiusa, the Bimah Chodesh Rishonim, what it means. The minute I say I don't know, I don't know where it is. So that's a Shia. What if I know that I put it in a safe place, I just don't remember where?
You're allowed to ask for time to find it. Right.
Loyadana.
Something happened to it.
Where's Loyadana?
No, he's not saying that. He's saying that I don't remember which safe I put it into, which deposit box.
Right. Is that what he's saying is? Or he's saying is I don't know if I put it into a safe place.
I have no idea.
I know where you put it somewhere. Just know where you put it.
Right.
That's
so, Machlok is Rishva.
Don't get involved with Machi, don't pass him that till past.
The Ritva. The Ritva holds that even if you know you put it in a safe place, but you don't know where it is, that's a Pshia. Because you should remember where you put it. You
should have put an ear tag on it.
Right. But the Miri says no.
You don't have time to find it?
No,
you have to just spit it out. As soon as he asks you have to say, okay, let me get it from wherever.
You want to say, it's slim, right? You have no choice. You don't know.
That's because you checked it. You can't find it.
Because you have for share. At that point, you have for share.
Right, just before.
Or you have to write
that. The Miri says that if you know you put it in a safe place, you just don't remember where you put it, you're not a Peshe. Okay, Vaita. Or you give $100 to Meir Baal Nes, you say the jingle, and you hope for the best.
Say the jingle? You don't know the Meir Baal Nes jingle?
When do they agree with it? Sounds like a word or no?
Right after Coca-Cola.
12 months. Mamash Bashir, today's Mishnah talks about 12 months.
Is about 12 months.
Shita,
he's prepared.
Are you prepared the Mishnah?
Shita, Shom Le Bachoy, once in a while. Shita, Shom Le Bachoy, the Ozzy. You ready? Shita, Shom Le Bachoy, the whole shit went to shock mode. You prepared? Shita, Shom Le Bachoy, the Ozzy, the Shom Le Bachoy, the day. So basically, Shohel Bachoyv, they evaluated for Bachoyv, and then he went and gave it to his Bachoyv. You're not better than the person that came from. So if that person goes back, he goes back over there too. What about Zomna? You sold it. Ursa, you yashin it to your kids. How do you say? You inherited it. You out-herited it. The Yav Batana.
It could technically make sense, but
it doesn't. English is a stupid language.
If, as a son, you inherit because it comes in. So as a father, it goes
you
out.
Out-herit.
Thanks for explaining his stupidity.
That's where we're at. I should explain one. Everything.
Yeah, I'm not done, huh? They went in to actually get the properties. In the middle, they get it. You can't just give them money instead. You valued it for a woman, and she got married. A shamal minah the isha the intzivah mesa. So, Bob, my question is: when it's isha, the kach hava is he a kach? The kach, you would get it or not? Let me have the v'leim adrina. So the Bob is isha the kach, let me have the adrina. The Amar is b'chinia, but usha skinu isha maksim silul b'chay bado mesa. A Bob mesi ala kuchis. Melo is din of the kach. What about adu iu b'chayvoy? This guy did not go to Bezman. He's nuts. He's ridiculous. He lost my earrings. I'm taking you office. Get out of the office. I throw him to the street. So please, my rakha, me khana ma hajo, wa khana ma hajo, ma ma lay hajo. So I has been my ali. Tam da na sha angle.
That's come on, that's why I think it's a lawyer that's offering it.
He paid his loan back.
The lawyer is offering to pay it back. Yeah, no one's forcing anyone.
He gave it to him without going to Bezdin.
On his own free will.
So Gemara says, so pligav arich rakav rami. Chandam ar hodro, chandam alay hodro. Chandam alay hodro. So v'hai zvinim aliyhi. Damdad nashe agve. Chandam ar hodro. So v'lay zvinim aliyhu. V'hai da agve died. So why did he do it? Lost the dinam makos kesufa. He's embarrassed. But really, he would have gone to Bezdin. Sufu da'agri, umeimus akhapeir, where does a guy eat pears? When, at what point does it belong to him? Means when Bezdin evaluates the property, then when does he actually get it? So Gemara says, we had this before, Rabba mechimote adrach tel yodei. When he gets this thing, it's a 90-day, after the foreclosure, it's a 90-day. Abai amar edu b'chasuma zocheloi. It's right away. And Rabba amar mechishlimu yimei
achazach.
Is, that's different. There's a time that their machas, what is it, 7 days? I think it's 7 days.
From after the 90?
I shouldn't say the day at all. We had what it was, I think. I think we said it was 7 days. I don't remember.
No, but he says no such thing here.
He doesn't say how many days?
Nope. No,
right away. Okay, I'll let you go with that. Zok the Mishnah. So, interesting. Gary woke up this morning and he made a chart. Very nice chart.
I thought he made a count.
So, Shem Echinam is Chayav and Pshir. He's putting the Aveda.
Of course, it's a chart.
And Chayav Mesa Machs Malacha.
Is that type of
Shem Echinam. Is Chayev in Shia and Chayev in Aveda, he's put on Oynes and his Chayev is Olava. Socher is Chayev in Shia, that's always Chayev in Shia. But the question is Yisham Echinim or Yisham Socher? Machlok is Ruder Meir. And then the put on the rest. And a Shoel is Chayev on everything except is put on Mesa Machsmoa. So now that you have the facts, you're fact checked.
Facts on the ground.
Asochi Chaveroi, the Shtuk Chajm Nek Gemara. So Mishnah simple. I rent a cow from Chapler and then I lend it to Shuli. So I basically rent a car, very common thing. I rent a car from Shuli's, $150 a day. And then my neighbor needs a car. I just take the Shuli's car, no problem. Umesa Kedarka. And then the car just drops dead in the middle of the road. So you shove a Sukh Shemes Kedarka, because that's the seicher is potter, because I rented the car from Shuli's, so I'm potter, or from Chapel's chop shop. Now I show you the shalom seicher. Now Shuli, who bought the car from me, he's mechuyev. It makes
the
machzor lacha.
So yeah,
so making money on the deal because I lent it to Shuli. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Ketzal lo is seicher b'rosh shachaver el tachs par lebayil. No, you give it back to the bayil. Means. I'm the one that rented it from the chapler. It's my rights. At this point, this thing belongs to me. Whatever I did with it afterwards, Shuli borrowed it and it died on him, the car. So he has to give him back the car. I can make a shul, and I'm done. And chapel will not get, chapel has to go to insurance.
Did you
tell me,
No,
it
goes back to the owner.
Back to the owner. I'm sorry, go back to the owner, right.
Don't like that.
More realistic.
Right, the first one, the Tanakama, also goes to me, and Reza holds not.
Get to look at the chart. Would you look at the chart?
What?
It's an outside.
So you know
the chart.
The
chart has nothing to do with it. It's about the case.
So I'm going to have Edi,
Bar Omla
Bayam,
Mechti. And the
Mechti, let's see. Seicher b'may koneh aiparo v'shvuo v'nemeli maskil seicher dal ant v'dal shvuo seich v'nam mishnim b'al shoyl. Why does Chapel just say, listen, I'd be stay out of it. Let you
go back to the roof.
Go, yeah, exactly. Go, you bought, you rented the car from me, now you gave it to Shuli, the whole shtickle title. Do me a favor. I make believe you don't exist. I'll just deal with Shuli direct. V'nam mishnim b'al shoyl. I'm like, misav seicher v'shvuo d'kakari lo? Mishas misu the kavani, v'shvuah k'deis lahavis da'ashu b'bayis. The shvuah is only an appeasement. Right, that's all it is. But the shvuah is not what's kind of that you're saying. Don't make a shvuah and then you're out of the picture. No.
He's in the picture.
I'm in the picture regardless. The shvuah is only an appeasement. Have a great day, chaps.
How do you tell him to go to the?
I tell him. He tells me. He wants me out. He wants to get on the deal.
He subleased an apartment and it burnt down.
So I'm Rab Zeira.
usually he tells somebody, oh, yeah, he has a go out to him. But I gave it to you. You took responsibility.
No, but over here, this game, this money again. This money again. Okay, now the Gemara goes to a little cash make a case. That I was there. Pumim shabaylam mishalim and kama paris. There are times
in life, every, that someone's always getting screwed, no matter what.
That chapler, I rented from chapler, and I'm giving you a scenario. The chapler will have to pay me a few cows, a few cars.
He's the owner.
He's the lender. The leaser. The renter. The renter. He's the renter.
He's in the middle.
Now let's see. No.
He's the guy giving it out.
Yeah.
And taking it.
So I'm over there. Parmeshah Bailin, which is Chapler, Mishan Kampor is the Sarich, which I'm the renter to me. Hey, Chadomi, how? Because how's Chapler paying me? If anything, I'm paying Chapler. So it was an interesting case. Agra Mine Mei Yemeh. I rented this car, a long term rental, 100 days. Vahadah Shal Mine Tishamin. Chapler came along and he borrowed the car that I rented from him for 90 days. Makes sense. Hadar agreement time yemen. Then he went and he rented it for 80 days. Vahadar shalom shivin yemen. And then he borrowed it for 70 days. So he keeps on doubling down on this rental that he gives me. And he's borrowing it. It's already, he's borrowing it twice. Umesa. So listen. You'll see in a minute.
Well, why would someone do that?
I don't know. Chapler, you're asking caution. No, because Chapler think it's an insurance situation. You know what it is? Chapler needs another car. He has accidents. It's like, let me the car back. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
What you say makes a lot of sense.
As long as you're dealing with Chapler, it doesn't have to make sense.
McDowell's.
Now, it died in the borrowing days. The days that he borrowed it. So now, since Chapler had a double borrowing, he borrowed it first for 80.
90.
For 90, 70. And then he borrowed it for 70, and now it died. Chapel owes me two animals. So I rented from Chapel. I get even with him.
Play a stick back at his own.
Exactly. Card. I played his own cards back at him.
Didn't get me.
Yeah, he says go to court. I go to Bezdin. He loses.
He deals with Geico now. You didn't get anything.
Yeah. You have the frog.
What do you call that thing? It's a
gecko. A gecko.
Copyright. They don't like use it for any advertisement.
Okay, Mechti. Let's break this down. Breakdowns. Chada paro, he. It's one paro. I love Afka. Afka Meskiris, but I love Shelo. Afka Meskiris, I love Shelo. It's one cow that went from, I rented it from you for 100 days. You borrowed it. Skiris, borrow it, Skiris. Four periods over there. So basically what he's saying is, it's one cow. How could you make Chapel pay me two cows? So on that, the Gemara says, what do you mean? The cow's not here. If the cow's here, you could do that. If the cow's not here, Rashi says, Eloi's kaima kayemes hayapat lagami. El shiyazaba esim yoyim aksha shemesa yachba esim yoyim. But aksha mesa balo b'teresa shlumen. Shalosak ashtay tviyas. There's two tviyas over here. Now that it's dead, if it's around, you could say that. But if it's not around, you owe me twice. Hachi, the name of Hachi, Ma'abar Ma'asham, Ein Lo Alem El Shtei Paras, Chodesh She'elo, Chodesh Schiras. Why? Because Shum She'elo Achasi, the Shum Schira Achasi, the She'elo Kona Lagam, the Schiras are all by Yemei Schirus, so Yemei Hedel Amara. So he's saying that he has two, the first one says you have to pay,
You pay four,
right. The first guy you're paying four, because two schiras and two shaylas. The Lamanam says, no, you combine the shaylas, and you combine the schiras, even though it's not ba'an, and you pay only one for each one, and you only pay two animals. But in any case, Chapel's paying.
Yeah.
That's the beauty. Zok the Mishnah.
That's a punchline of the
shit. So we have like this. We have Beis Yud, an idiot. Afu Yom Chamish Dvarim. She says five things.
Sim.
Sim. Yeah. Chamish Dvarim Shal Shnei Meschajot. There are five things that their timeline is 12 months. Mishpat is 12 months. Dara Mabel is Shnei Meschajot. Mishpat Iyuv.
That's one. Mishpat Dara Mabel.
That's also 12 months. Shnemar, Vayim Lichayish B'Chadshay. At that point, they'll go out of Gehenna. That's what we dash from the Pasuk. When we're on there, and I'm talking about the Tzara Shema of Deshav HaShavta, which is 7 weeks. That's Shkoyah.